Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Mem Tes, Chapter 49, The Truth and Illusions of Wealth. Modern secular society places tremendous value on wealth. People use the term successful, such as he or she is successful in life, to refer to how one is doing financially. And if we are self-honest, this attitude has crept into our communities to a certain extent as well. From a Torah true perspective, however, the attainment of wealth can never be the definition of a successful life. A successful life is one that is filled with spiritual growth, one that is dedicated to strengthening and improving one's character. It's a life marked by chesed, a life marked by trying to come consistently closer to Hashem. One can be very wealthy and not check off any of those boxes, and one can check every box and be very middle class or even struggle in the area of money. This is not to say that wealth is bad, chas v'shalom. Wealth is a tool to be used and channeled correctly. Wealth can be an extraordinary gift, a bracha, and much good can be done with wealth, such as supporting Torah and be a source of chesed to people and institutions. Wealth can also be a challenge and bring someone down if it's used selfishly and drives one away from Hashem. There's also an illusion around wealth that David speaks to in this parak. The illusion is that wealth is permanent. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Loose translation, everyone dies and wealth that was achieved in life gets passed on to others. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Al tira ki yashrei ish ki yirba kavod beiso. Don't be fearful, don't be envious of someone who is wealthy when his household is prospering. Why? Pasuk Yud Ches, ki lo v'moso yikacha kol. Lo yered acharav kvodo. When a person dies, he can't take any things with him. His wealth and possessions won't follow after him. Wealth is temporary. It's not a lasting achievement. When a Jew is buried, they're dressed in special clothing called tachrichim. Tachrichim have no pockets. Even the wealthiest person alive will not take their cash, their stock portfolio, their investments, or the deeds to their homes or cars with them. What we each do take with us is the choices we made, the struggles we overcame, the effort we put forth, the acts of chesed we did, the Torah we learned, and the mitzvos we performed. Wealth can be a gift. Every dollar and cent you give to tzedakah is yours forever. May Hashem bless you and your families with the bracha of wealth. And may you use it while you have it in this world for things that are lasting, because the money itself only has an illusion of permanence. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Abbas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Thank you, Rena Glasser, for enhancing today's recording with musical accompaniment.